the surgery that has begun today, 3 women have undergone surgery and there's 18 more awaiting surgery. However, the program is still open to receive new patients, so we strongly encourage anybody suffering from this condition or anybody you know who suffers from this condition to get in touch with us and we put you on the waiting list for the operation.
You just described some of the symptoms of obstetric fistula. Can you tell our listeners what types of women are there now to receive surgeries?
The main two profiles we have of the women, there's the older woman who has had a child but who's been in labor for a prolonged time, usually one day and beyond, and the labor has happened at home. By the time they get to hospital, 2 or 3 days later, it's a stillborn baby who is delivered either by cesarean or who is delivered through the actual assisted normal delivery. The other one is the young girl, aged between 13 and 15, who falls pregnant and also delivers at home or goes to a clinic or health facility late to have the delivery assisted.
And can you again describe what some of the symptoms of having a fistula are?
When you have a vaginal fistula, a vesicovaginal, it means that you are incontinent of urine. The urine continuously comes out. So we are not talking about those women who have bladder control issues who can hold their urine and then it comes out if they go to the toilet late. No, we are referring to those women with a continuous, non-stop flow of urine and it's coming out from the vaginal passage, not from the urethra. The same thing with the rectovaginal fistula. The women themselves, they have a continuous stream of feces coming out from the vaginal passage. So it is not coming out from the usual passage, which is the anus. It's coming out from the vaginal passage.
Can you let our listeners know how they can get in touch with the organization if they are or family members are interested in this week seeking assistance or surgery for their obstetric fistula?
So our numbers that you can get hold of us, we have a WhatsApp number, which is 0782-640-840. I'll repeat the WhatsApp number. 0782-640-840. The other number on which you can send a call me back, a text or a message or just give a missed call, 0779-626-506. I'll repeat the number, 0779-626-506.
And we understand that you're encouraging all women throughout Zimbabwe to seek assistance. How will you help them reach to Harare if they aren't able to do so?
The procedure, you contact us or you encourage a person you know who is suffering from this condition to contact us. We will speak with them and verify whether or not it is a VVF or an RRVF, which is the fistula type. And if it is, we will pay for them to come through to Harare. So we do not encourage anybody to travel without speaking with us first so that we can assist them to travel. We also do not encourage anyone to borrow money to travel. So we really want to give the comprehensive care. Call us or text on those numbers. We will get in touch with you. We will send you money to travel when you have a date for surgery. We pay for your entire hospital stay, including your surgery cost. All you have to do is to come forward and let us know that you need help and we will help you.